So I'm back in here for another edition of Happy Mother. This episode, we're going to talk about the election. As it stands today, is the 7th. Election was on the 3rd. So it's 4 days in. By the time you hear this shit, there probably will be a result. But as of yet, Joe Biden was winning the electoral votes. I'm not too sure about the populist votes. Last time I checked, Donald Trump was winning. But in any event, I'm hearing things swirl around and the Democrats have forged mail-out ballots. Donald Trump saying that he's going to sue. I guess Joe Biden and them, take it to the Supreme Court because of voter fraud. I kind of don't give a fuck. I didn't vote. I know a lot of people out there are saying, yo, you got to do your civic duty. I don't have to do shit but stay black and die. But the reason I didn't vote, one, there wasn't any fucking viable candidates. I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden just because Donald Trump is a shithead. And I ain't going to vote for Trump just because Joe Biden's a fucking bigot. Neither one of them are offering the black community exclusively any type of tangible or policy reforms. So fuck them. I guess I probably could have voted for my state legislators, right? You know, I think Senators Perdue and John Ossoff was running. Some bitch named Jamisha. I think that was where Nikema or some shit like that. Nikisha, whatever the fuck, some ghetto bitch name. I think I could have voted for, you know what I'm saying? I think the Senate was running in the state of Georgia. Several other fucking local politicians, but I really don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me my true opinion, most politicians just suffice white people. So they don't do shit for black people. They don't do shit for poor people. You know, white motherfuckers. Sorry about that, y'all. Fucking telemarketer. Around this time, they always fucking call me. I don't know what the fuck that was about. But in any event, as of right now, when you hear this podcast, like I said, there will be a decision that's already been made. But as it stands, I think they just now finished the Georgia ballots. Nevada's still counting. I don't know why the fuck it's taking them so long, considering Nevada close to California and Texas, and they usually get a lot of good coke. It's a lot of dope head, coke head ass white people that live in Nevada, Texas, and California. So they should have been done, finished that count. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess because the Democrats are fucking lying scumbag pieces of shit. I've heard, I don't know how true it is, but I've heard rumors that there's that the Republicans had actually watermarked ballots that were sent out, and that the Democrats actually sent out ballots that do not have the watermark, therefore making them counterfeit. I don't know how true that is. Congresswoman Angela Stanton claims this, but I don't know how true that is, right? I don't know if that's fake news. I don't know if it's real news. But that is the state of the elections as of right now. Like I said, probably when I upload this, there should be a... there might be an election result of some sort, but who knows, right? White people gonna cheat. That's what they known for doing, right? Any white person or black person that don't understand that concept has not fucking looked over history in the last fucking 90 years, right? That's what white men do, right? They cheat. I mean, if they didn't cheat, there would be no such thing as white supremacy, right? Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws was another fucking form of cheating. You gotta ostracize black people and obstruct them and restrict them for opportunity. That's cheating, right? You're not being competitive. Because if you were, you stand the possibility of losing. And you know, we know that the white man can't lose, whether it be the fucking landmass he conquered, the people he oppressed, and the monetary power that he has over the average motherfucker, right? Which I can never understand why white motherfuckers, especially motherfuckers that's as old as Joe Biden and Trump, why they would cheat. Like, you got one foot in the grave. Just play the game square, right? Because you ain't going to be here that long. I don't know. Donald Trump strikes me as a... Oh, he's like one of those motherfuckers, right? Like, you want him out of here. But he strikes me as one of those people that's going to live to be about 95, right? So as it stands, he has another 20 years. Joe Biden... I don't know, man. Like, the coke drug habit runs in the family, so. And I'm not buying that dementia shit just comes on as you get old. I know plenty of old people that still got their cognitive faculties still in order, and they're in their 70s. I'm convinced that he was once upon a time a cokehead, right? Or at least dibbled and dabbled in this shit. I believe harsh narcotics like meth, crack, cocaine, LSD, PCP, and any other fucking harsh narcotic alters the brain to when you get old, man, your shit turns to a puddle of soup and you can't think correctly. So, then there's that. But, you know, they should be playing the game fair, but the Democrats can't wait to get in power so they can do more fuckery. Not just the black people or Latinos, but, you know what I'm saying, they want to do fuckery to everybody, even dumb white people. Now, people was giving Trump a bad rap for having, I guess, Latino immigrants in cages and shit, right? Which, I've never seen none of these cages, but let's say they exist, right? Obama had more Latino immigrants and children in cages than Trump. But I guess because Obama was more refined, very articulate and intelligent sounding, it went off without a hitch. Trump, on the other hand, is a fucking dumb white man. So then there's that. But to get to the meat and the potatoes, because I think I might have mentioned that I didn't vote. A lot of people is going to say, well, why didn't you vote? It's your civic duty. While it is, and I probably should have, these are my reasons why I didn't. One, if the Electoral College just consists of 270 delegate votes that actually fundamentally choose the president, then the next question is, what the fuck do they need my vote for? And how the fuck does that correlate into selecting the president? And yes, I said select and not elect. Now, nobody can give me a good fucking explanation or a clear, cohesive one, right? Shit, I even once upon a time thought my vote had a bearing effect on the Electoral College's decision. But then I heard from a dumb white man that it didn't, right? This old white man, I think he's like in his 60s, you know what I'm saying, named Jim, right? He always has a fucking grimace smile on his face like the Joker. Right, he's always in this fucking Thai restaurant where I go and drink every now and again. He said that my vote has no bearing effect on electoral delegates' decision making. Right, so then, like I said, what the fuck is the point of me voting? If it's just for symbolism, count me out. Yeah, like I was saying, if it's just symbolism and showmanship, count me out. I like to do things with a fucking purpose. Also learn that this country is in a fucking direct democracy. It's a republic founded on indirect democracy. What that means is that the people directly don't affect shit. Maybe on a local level. Or even on a state level. But I have reason to believe they wouldn't give the people that much power to dictate what happens on a federal level. So, once again, it's still a fucking oligarchy. So I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? As I get older, I'm starting to become more depressed, more bleak, with progression and change and hope and all that other monkey shit, right? And not even because my life is all too bad. I got a couple dollars in the bank. But when you look at stuff, it kind of just comes across as life is like the fucking, or at least on in America, life is like the ninth circle of hell. You're born, you live, you die. People control shit, right? You don't even control your fucking, your overall future. Maybe on a micro level, but on a macro level, it's just things out of your control. And I try not to be like one of those people that just say it is what it is and just accept it. But as the days go by and I get older, it seems it becomes more apparent that it may be true. You can make money in America, but the power lies in the people that are powerful. So in that sense, I guess I'm just here to fucking do my time. Anyways, that's just how I feel on that. Like I said, by the time you hear this, you might have a decision on who's the president. Who knows? I might upload this early, so depending on how I feel. I'm not even going to say F your mother. If you voted for Joe Biden, c'est la vie. If you voted for Trump, c'est la vie. But if you think that your vote directly affects change in the world, I guess fuck your mother. I'm out.